You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll learn about a program that was piloted here in Wisconsin that researchers hope will provide better recovery treatment for people who drive drunk. We'll learn more in a bit.
First, President Trump's nominee for director of the FBI testified earlier today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee for his nomination hearing. Christopher Wray is a former assistant attorney general under George W. Bush. Here's a bit of his opening remarks.
If I am given the honor of leading this agency, I will never allow the FBI's work to be driven by anything other than the facts, the law, and the impartial pursuit of justice, period. Full stop.
Darren Samuelson joins us now. He's a senior White House reporter for Politico. Darren, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, how did Christopher Wray perform under the questioning?
He did pretty well. He's on his way to confirmation by the Senate. Typically, Senate confirmation is on an FBI director is pretty wide and bipartisan, and it looks like after today's hearing and about 5 hours of a pretty intense question. Points. Chris Wray satisfied most concerns of senators, and I think he's going to get confirmed.
How have some members of the Judiciary Committee spoken about him since testimony ended? What have their press conferences been like?
Well, they, again, feel like they got most of the answers that they were looking for. They were coming into this hearing wanting to hear about him being an independent, chief law enforcement officer for the United States. The FBI has been obviously over the last couple of years with respect to how it handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And James Comey and everything that, led to his ultimate firing was a lot of baggage that a lot of senators were hoping that Mr. Wray could satisfy their concerns. And, yeah, we heard that from Democrats, Senators Dianne Feinstein, Amy Klobuchar, Dick Durbin, Richard Blumenthal, all the Democrats indicating that they agreed that he was probably going to be able to pass muster and get their votes.
And Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, she asked Christopher Wray specifically about what he would do if he found out anyone was planning to tamper with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation about Russian meddling in the 2016 election. And let's just hear a bit of what she had to say.
I would consider an effort to tamper with Director Mueller's investigation to be unacceptable and inappropriate, and would need to be dealt with very sternly and appropriately indeed.
So should we take those words at face value, or, would he waver?
I think you take his word at face value. Again, he's the chief law enforcement officer, assuming he gets confirmed. Obviously, there has been a lot of concern about whether President Trump, a lot of people have reported, was leaning on James Comey to pull back on that investigation, is interested in potentially, they've certainly tried to discredit Robert Mueller in the press, pointing out some of the people who are investigating the Russia investigation, have Democratic ties. And I think what Christopher Wray said today is if, things started to heat up and the president was moving toward trying to shut down that investigation, that he would do what he can to block it. And if he found things to be unethical, he would resign in protest as well. Obviously, President Trump does have the power. It would be very politically toxic if he did it. But, he could, and we were, kind of on deck on 4 or 5 about this a couple of weeks ago, could start to order people in the Justice Department to start to shut down that investigation. But as of this moment, it is cruising along. There's a lot of things happening by every count with respect to everything from Donald Trump Jr.'s emails the other day to, still looking into how President Trump, fired James Comey and the potential obstruction of justice that might have led to. So, at this point in time, Chris Wray, I think, alleviated concerns of senators that at least from his perspective, he could try and protect that investigation.
And we heard from former FBI Director James Comey in his testimony that President Trump had asked for his loyalty. And how did this loyalty oath come up in Wray's confirmation hearing?
Well, Wray said he was not asked for any such loyalty oath. Certainly, the idea of asking for one, like James Comey indicated, is quite shocking. And I would presume that after that, you know, assuming that what James Comey testified to be true, and the president has denied that even anything like that happened, but that you know, they are not doing that again. They're not asking people for a loyalty oath. It sounded like, according to what Christopher Wray testified today, it was really two meetings, kind of a get-to-know-you meetings with President Trump when he ultimately was offered the job. If you'll remember, a lot of people cycled through and were considered for the FBI job, including former Senator Joe Lieberman, a former head of the Transportation Security Administration. Several others were considered for that position, and ultimately they picked Chris Wray. Another thing Chris Wray indicated was that the appointment of Robert Mueller in that position that he has was one of the reasons he decided that he felt comfortable enough to take the job. Like, the heat that James Comey might have faced wasn't necessarily there, because now you do have a special prosecutor who has a lot of independence to do his work. And I think that made Christopher Wray feel like he could leave a private sector job, a very well-paying job, I'm sure, to go you know, take a 10-year term at the FBI.
Talking right now with Darren Samuelson. He's senior White House reporter for Political, talking about testimony earlier today of Christopher Wray, who was before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He is President Trump's nominee for director of the FBI. Let's go into Wray's past just a bit and his background. There have been potential conflict of interest concerns from his law firm, King & Spalding, a firm where he's worked in the private sector, has ties to the Trump family and to Russia. Could these connections complicate his path to FBI director?
It doesn't sound like they will. I think he has acknowledged that if any of the clients that his firm and he directly worked on were to come up before the FBI, he would abstain from those cases. I believe that one of the major ones is with Gazprom, the major Russian electric outlet, and there was a question about that near the end of the hearing. But the senator who asked it didn't really sound like it was going to be a huge sticking point. Again, I think it's hard to know exactly where the FBI would end up having to deal with those issues. But certainly I think that, you know, Wray would take a leave of absence from that. King & Spalding does have some other ties with the Trump administration. I believe that you're referring to a gentleman who is actually like the chief ethics advisor, the outside ethics advisor to the Trump Organization, the company that the president's family still runs and manages and the president continues to have ownership of. They have an outside ethics advisor who works there who is from the same law firm. But, you know, this is a very large law firm, and hard to see exactly where the conflicts would be with the FBI director and that particular person who works at his old law firm.
We know Christopher Wray is 50 years old. What else do we know about his pedigree, his background?
Sure. Well, he served, you know, for 4 years there, 5 years, excuse me, I think, in the early part of the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, where he headed the criminal division of the FBI. And that's a pretty, of the Justice Department, a pretty important position that, you know, had a lot of major issues front and center sort of in the post-9/11 period as the FBI made some dramatic changes from some of the sort of basic stuff that you might think about with respect to, you know, the J. Edgar Hoover crime-fighting days to dealing with counterterrorism, dealing with counter-espionage.
9/11.
The arrival of cyber issues really weren't a big factor. He talked about that today, back in that period of time. Obviously, compared to where they are today, he's got a lot of things to learn up on. And he has, of course, spent the last 10, 11, 12 years, I believe it is now, in private practice at King & Spalding.
A lot of people describe Christopher Wray as low-key. He brought it up himself when he was asked about the circumstances under which he would resign. And very quickly here, let's hear a clip. You can also hear a bit from Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska in this clip as well.
I've heard many people describe me as understated and low-key. My kids would describe me more as just boring. But
there's some head nodding in row one.
Exactly.
Keep going.
I don't want to look back, but no one should mistake my low-key demeanor as a lack of resolve, as some kind of willingness to compromise on principle, because anybody who does would be making a very grave mistake.
What do we make of Wray's demeanor?
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and you got to think about it in a couple of different ways. Obviously, you know, going up against or the questions about how he would compare and contrast with President Trump, obviously seen as someone very with a very forceful personality, and you know, the FBI director, is certainly possible that they could clash with the White House and with the president, especially if this investigation into how the president, is in office takes us down that path. And so I think you do get a sense here from Christopher Wray that, you know, he's not going to back down from a fight. And yet at the same time, you know, talking about his low-key demeanor, one of the biggest criticisms of his predecessor, James Comey, was that he was a little bit more of a celebrity FBI director. You know, that famous press conference about a year ago when he, you know, announced all of the sort of reasons why Hillary Clinton could be indicted and then ultimately decided that she shouldn't be indicted. And really to even have a press conference like that was a lot of people rolled their eyes and wondered why was the FBI director making such a breach of protocol. I think Christopher Wray was trying to give a signal there that he is not quite the camera-hungry FBI director that James Comey may have come off as being back last year.
Darren, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Darren Samuelson, senior White House reporter for Politico. He joined us to talk about today's confirmation hearing for President Trump's nominee for the new FBI director, Christopher Wray.